Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
We can be sure that all things occur in the earth directly according to the will of Him who says that He alone is declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Is it not then quite clear that He calls His own sheep by name, and they hear His voice and follow Him? How then did they become His sheep apart from His divine appointment? If God be for us, who can be against us? Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Thus we know that He will differentiate between those to whom the kingdom is given and those to whom it is not. In order to illustrate this truth to those generations to come, the Lord chose the nation of Israel in the earth to demonstrate His everlasting love to that remnant which He has made His own from every kindred, tribe, and tongue. This truth was hidden in a mystery which was not revealed until the Lord Jesus came into the world and was manifested as the Redeemer of the true house of Israel. Now to Him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. The Lord gave the Jews many laws which were specifically for them, and which to the carnal mind seemed quite arbitrary in many cases. Yet the reason for these laws and restrictions was to demonstrate that He had set them apart from the rest of the world. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto Himself above all the nations that are upon the earth. Thou shalt not eat any abominable thing. Thus He gave them many dietary laws which they were commanded to follow. They did not become holy by adhering to these laws, but rather were to adhere to these laws because the Lord had made them a holy people, or a people who were set apart. The Lord calls His sheep from the world because they are His sheep, and He has sanctified them, making them holy in His sight. This is that holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Peter speaks of it when he says, But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. The Lord gave Peter a vision, wherein he saw a sheet come down from heaven with all manner of abominable, as the Jews would consider, animals in it, and was commanded to eat them. Peter, being a good Jew, recoiled at the idea and expressed his disdain for that which he considered unclean. The Lord told him that whatever He makes clean is clean and should not be called unfit. Of course, the Lord was not instructing Peter about what foods to eat, but rather the fact that those whom the Lord makes holy are completely holy. Thus, his objections to declaring the gospel to the Gentiles was overcome, since the Lord has a people from every kindred and tribe whom He has made holy in Christ. Those who believe do not become holy by their act of believing, nor by any pursuit of obedience nor abstinence of any substance or activity on their part. Rather, they are called and given faith to believe because they are made holy in Christ and completely accepted in the courts of heaven by the blood and righteousness of Him. That which God hath cleansed should not be called common, that is, unholy or unclean, for it is He who sets His people apart. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, The Lord knoweth them that are His, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. The man who walks in holiness is he who is given a desire to be found in the obedience of Him who has called him out of darkness and into the light. He will hear the exhortations of the Scriptures and seek to be found walking in a fashion which brings no reproach upon the name of Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Are you set apart in Christ by His Spirit?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.